hear a preacher say it and kind of think maybe, well, you know, he knows what he's saying. Maybe I ought to say what he says.
Well, probably so.
You think that's possible?
Yeah, that's right.
I know what you mean, though.
Wouldn't need to do that. I don't know.
Oh, well, you say ask. I noticed you don't say ask.
No, I don't say ask. Ask what your child is.
Try telling that to your preacher, okay? thinking about the word fight.
Yeah.
You'd say every time those boys got together, they
fought.
All right. And they sure do like to.
Like to fight.
They have, ever since they were little,
fight. They would hand the meet up, they got to fight.
All right. Mm-hmm. They have what?
Fought.
They have fought ever since they were little.
Yeah.
You ever hear the old people say they fit?
Yeah, they fit. Oh, that old folk, yeah, they fit. They sure use that word. Now, them people use that because they didn't know no better. See, they
didn't. Well, you know, not really, because that was the original word.
That's right.
And now it's changed, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not the word that people are using anymore.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He did what to the hog with a big knife?
Well, he stabbed it.
All right. Was there a name for those big knives?
Butcher knives.
All right. Any other names for big knives?
Old folks used to call them burr knives.
What now?
Burr knives.
Ah.
That's what old folks used to call them, burr knives.
The same thing?
Yes, that's the butcher knife. They call it the burr knife.
How about that?
That's right.
He stabbed the hog and then he poured out the blade.
He stabbed the hog and he said, and pulling
the blade, knife.
Oh, yeah. He stopped the hog. He was called to stop it altogether, you know.
Yeah.
And stop him while that's bleeding him after let the blood out.
Yeah, and then talking about getting the knife out. You'd say he poured out the knife.
He pulled a knife out.
All right.
He pulled a knife out.
And if you were going to lift something very heavy, like maybe a piece of machine, you'd use a pulley and some ropes to
what
it up.
Or to pull it up with.
And
to heist it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, to heist it up with.
And let's see, I'm down to the very last couple of questions now, believe it or not. If something is two times as good as something else, you'd say it's what is good?
Twice as good.
All right. Now, would you say, just for pronunciation again, would you say the days of the week for me?
Days of the week?
Uh-huh.
Well, I started Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right. Do you ever hear any people use Sabbath anymore?
Yes, ma'am. They use Sabbath.
Which day would be the Sabbath?
Well, Sabbath day. Well, any day that you sit apart for the Lord's day. I don't care what day it is in the week. Because we use Sunday for Sabbath day.
I see. So it refers to your setting aside that for God.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Then, would you give me the months of the year?
Yes, ma'am. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
All right. Mm-hmm. If you had 10 men in a line, the last man would be which man?
Be the 10th man.
All right. And the next in front of him would be which man?
Behind him.
Going
downwards, backwards.
Toward the front of the line.
The 9th.
And then the
8th.
And then the
7th, 6th, man.
The 7th or the 7th, man?
7th, I said.
Is that what you said? I didn't understand.
Yes, I said 7th.
Yeah. I didn't hear you. I'm getting a little deaf.
Yes.
You think I've got good ears?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, we referring, come back with them now.
Right.
Like we went forward. Yes.
No, now we're the 7th.
Yeah.
Okay, then who's in front of him?
6, 5,
the
7.
Yeah, the 7th, you'd say the 7th man.
Yes.
When you got the 5, you'd say the which man.
Yes.
He was if he was number 5, he'd be the which man
in line. He'd be the 5th man.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Yeah, 5th man.
All right, and the number 4 would be
the 4th man.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And the 3 be the 3rd man, and 2 be the 2nd man,